From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In a mere couple of hours, we will find out how good or how bad inflation was trending last month. The Consumer Price Index is coming out. Economists are expecting prices to have kept rising in February at the same pace they did in January, 0.3%. It would obviously be better if price increases slowed down, but we'll see. On the bright side, recently, wages have been rising faster than inflation has been eating them up. But of course, there is a catch. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
After prices soared in 2022, the purchasing power of wages started to catch up last year.
We've seen an improvement in consumers' finances really over the last 6 months when real wage growth turned positive.
Economist John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult says this benefited high earners first.
They were not as much in debt as some of the middle and low income folks.
It's been harder for those households to afford higher food, rent, and gas prices without getting into debt. And even with wages rising, they've been playing catch up.
And that's largely because they are paying elevated interest rates. Once you go down the wrong end of the credit cycle, it's tough to work your way out.
Meanwhile, on average, Americans are working fewer hours than they were last year and in 2019, says Liv Wang at payroll processor ADP.
We see higher wage growth since the recovery, but if people are working less, their total earnings can still be less than inflation.
ADP finds weekly work hours are down for women and for the highest earners, but low-income workers and men are still putting in at least as many hours as before the pandemic. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.